Listen, late last night, Joey Burgoyne, our executive producer, saw a post on Facebook from Boxes to Boots and sent it out to us. And we were pretty stunned because we know how much work they do. We know how much work people do. We know how much people donate to send care packages to our servicemen and women overseas for the holidays. And there's a kind of a crisis with their shipments. And we just wanted to get – we want to figure out a way to fix it and solve it. So we just wanted to get, you know, some information from Kristen Govan from Boxes to Boots joining us here in Brian & Company. Kristen, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
All right. So tell us to the people out there who didn't see the post, like, you know, you had this huge day at New Britain where you put – how many did you put together? How many care packages?
1,809 care packages. And due to the government shutdown, we had to keep a couple hundred boxes at our office because some of our units were delayed getting overseas. So we, on November 16th, brought to the post office 1,139 care packages, and 844 were returned to us marked as undeliverable with toiletries circled in red. We did not get any phone call from the post office as to what was wrong with them, nothing else marked as to what we could do to correct the problem. We're getting nowhere with the post office, and further concerning, we have 50 boxes that are lost in the mail for over 2 weeks. No one can track where these boxes are. We have one unit that received 25 of their 100 boxes, and 75 of those were marked as undeliverable. So a lot of things aren't making sense, and no one right now at the post office seems to care.
So let me ask a couple quick questions. Do you have to tell what's in them when you send them?
Yes.
Okay. So had you shipped the same things in them in previous years?
Yes, same exact things for years. Hats off to our Berlin post office for always getting them off to New York for us without a hitch. And something happened in New York at their customs where either someone was bothered by receiving hundreds of boxes and didn't want to look further into it. But I would think our United States Postal Service, seeing all these boxes marked with military addresses, would stop and say, these are for our U.S. troops. Let me get a supervisor involved and arc this up. Let's figure out what the issue is and call Boxes to Boots and see what we can do instead of send them back with no refund and no explanation.
So there's a couple things here, because the goal is, you know, we're talking with Kristen Govan from Boxes to Boots. If we solve this between today and tomorrow and got all the, like, can the packages get there in time still?
I don't think so. The mail is going to be extra slow right now due to the holidays. The Postal Service also increases the rates for the holidays. What's even more bothersome is we've had contact with the Postal Service saying, we don't know what the issue is with the coding. Can you help us? Please give us the proper codes to put on these boxes so it doesn't happen. Crickets. No one knows what codes to use. So even if I were to fundraise another $8,000 to try and get these boxes back out, the post office has no answers as to what we should be properly labeling these boxes.
Well, I mean, what we need to do is, and I know you've contacted the congressional delegation, we need somebody on the senior level to get somebody at the Postal Service to prioritize this. And I mean, you shouldn't have to repay for postage, right? I mean, that's a joke.
Absolutely.
So I guess what can we do, or who should we be getting on this story to solve this problem?
I'm hoping to hear from the senator today. Someone needs to step in and find out what's going on at the post office. There's so many inconsistencies with just my shipment alone. I worry about military families that are going to be shipping to their children overseas. They're going to face the same issues, getting boxes back undeliverable, unrefunded. Something's not right here.
Yeah. If anyone has any insight, or, I mean, of course, you go to boxestoboots.org and you can still donate funds to help them. And if they don't use it for this, it'll just go towards next year's care packages for our servicemen and men and women overseas. So you've been in touch with Blumenthal and you're waiting to hear back?
Yes. I've been told the message is with him, so we're just waiting for a response. And I believe there's also a message out to Chris Murphy's office as well.
Okay. You think Lamont could be helpful or anybody else?
I'm willing to accept help from anyone. This is just incredibly upsetting. I heard from a Marine a couple weeks ago who reached out and said, I am in need of support. I am having a rough time with my first deployment. Please send support. I could use it. Well, his box is sitting in our office for the last 3 weeks, and I cannot give him the support he's looking for. And this, I'm losing sleep over this, and it's shame on the post office.
Yeah, well, let's figure it out. Okay, so Kristen, thanks for the time. Keep us updated, and I feel confident somehow, especially with, honestly, like, you love him or hate him, you know, as a politician, he still acts like an attorney general. So I feel like this is right up his alley, Blumenthal's. I don't know about Murphy, but so if we can come up with any other ideas, we'll definitely be in touch.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. Kristen Govan from Boxes to Boots. What a disaster. You know, but like, if they scan it and say there's razors or something, I can see why they reject it. But like, if they've done the same exact thing in previous years and then not able to find somebody to give them an exit, to me, the customer service side. And listen, I deal with the post office here over on the Farmington line. They're awesome. The ones in Windsor, they're great. I mean, they are really great people, community people. You know their name. They know your name. And so I'm not making some sort of mass indictment of our postal service. I won't do that. But I will say, like, I can see complacency and indifference playing a role here. I can see somebody being like, I don't want to deal with this. I'm going to make it somebody else's problem.
Yeah.
Or maybe they feel like there's different rules. I don't know, but they should be able to find this stuff and get it out. I mean, it's ridiculous. If you're serving our country in some far off place, we can't get you a box. I mean,
that's crazy.
What are we doing?
It's absolutely crazy. There's no excuse for it.
And there were people who spent hours packing these things at New Britain High School.
Yeah, a lot of people have donated their time, their money, their everything to getting that in there. And
so if you're listening, if you're listening, and you have any ideas, if you have any ability to impact this, you should call us or go to boxestoboots.org or whatever. Because I mean, I don't know if we have the power to do so. I mean, we obviously talk to Blumenthal's office all the time, and I'll have Joey check in again. But I mean, we have to fix this. It has to be fixed.